Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, it is very frustrating. A lot of times you will hear stories about people who have a security camera on their front door. Yeah. And a lot of times they will have video of someone doing something wrong, but they aren't able to do much about it while it's happening.
I love some of those videos that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, just it's for entertainment purposes too, like little kids trick-or-treating and stuff like that, or you know, you can see when someone steals a box off your front porch, you go, oh, that's my neighbor.
See, that's the frustrating thing, too, is you see the box being stolen, but you really can't do much about it if yeah. you're not home. But there's a company now that is trying to change that for us. This is on Kickstarter, and it's a company based in Slovenia. And that's important because I don't think you could do this in America with the way we are.
I thought it was part of the upstate.
I've never understood this.
Slovenia, Georgia.
But for some reason in America, we are dead set against anything where we defend ourselves. Like, you know, if someone does something wrong to you, you just have to wait until the police come and take a report. They don't want you to do anything about it, except mm-hmm. in rare instances.
Right.
And so what this product does would be frowned upon by a lot of people here in the United States.
I want to know what it does then.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a doorbell camera of sorts, but it's been trained a little better. I'm going to go ahead and just let you hear the commercial for
okay.
it first.
All right.
Picture a man named Bob, a hardworking family man whose top priority is ensuring the safety of his loved ones. Despite having a home fortified with security systems, he found himself lacking a crucial element, the ability to actively deter intruders. And so, he created me. I'm Eve, an AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks. I am computed to examine my owner's property. Upon detecting unknown entities, I dispatch the message.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
Uh-oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
0 compliance. 0 tolerance.
Oh, paintball.
Bob and I are tightly connected through his mobile phone app. Whenever I detect an intruder, I alert Bob about the situation. With a few taps on his screen, he can control my course of action and instantly add trusted faces to my database, granting them access to his property. At least I listen to you, if your children don't. With PaintCam's innovative security system, Bob can focus on what matters most, knowing his loved ones are safe. But none of this is possible without your support.
Okay, and that's where they go in asking for you to go on to Kickstarter and support this project. But what a great idea. I mean, the problem being that, like I said, in America, that they would sue you the second you shot someone with a paintball for they did.
Even if they stole the box off your front porch.
Right.
Yeah.
It's absurd how we just like, oh, no, you can't escalate.
Or let's say you're getting somebody, you know, that wants to sell you some
Girl Scout cookies.
No, not the Girl Scouts.
That's extreme, kiddo.
You get, like, people want to sell you the solar-powered roofs and stuff like that.
Well, I don't think you should shoot them with a paintball gun.
Well, Yeah, why not?
Now I see why this isn't illegal here, because people like you.
No, it's the solicitors.
Well, for a while, they were doing the glitter bombs and stuff in packages. So if a thief came up and stole the package when they opened it, it would shoot glitter all over their face.
Yeah, that was Mark Rober.
But that one would halfway work.
Yeah, that one's okay, because they're really careful not to do anything that could be considered harming someone.
Well, it's also good because glitter is so hard to get out, so it would be easy to find the person. You just follow the trail of glitter.
The problem is the people that stole that stuff probably living in dumps anyway and don't care because they're slob people.
Well, okay, they're taking the box home, though, and they're opening it there. They ain't going to come back and go, you glitter bomb me.
Yeah, but they know where you live.
Yeah.
So they could get some
kind
of revenge.
They could come back, yeah. And they could have a dump truck full of glitter to come and just put it at your front doorstep.
That sounds pretty.
Well, I love this idea. I don't know if you could get away with it. I still do like the idea that you would have this smart AI-controlled security camera that could do more than just video, that it could talk to them and tell them that they're being monitored and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but my luck, it would miss the thief and hit my car in the driveway.
Then you just wash it off, right? Unless you put a dent in it.
Yeah. I'll be honest, your car could use a little glitter on it.
Oh my gosh, it kind of looks like a new paint job now with all this pollen. Did y'all know my car was green?
Yeah.
But it's a shame. I don't understand why. I guess after hearing Hawk talk about shooting salesmen, that's why we can't have nice things.
People are misusing it.
Wow.
Yeah. But it would be nice to be able to actually defend your home and not, you know, not deadly force or anything in this case, but you'd be able to make people, because if more people did this, the other people would quit doing what they're doing.
Right.
Well, but right now they know they're safe because all these people will go, you can't do anything to them.
I reckon the closest thing we can get is just show up in your underwear with a paintball gun at your front door when somebody comes that you don't know.
I think just showing up in the underwear would probably work.
It works well for me.
Scare them off, won't it?
And the Girl Scouts don't sell cookies either.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Tori, I'm just kind of curious. Anybody flirting with you at work here? Any of the guys flirting with you?
Well, there are only like three people who come into the office, and y'all are all in here, so no.
Plus, what a question to ask a married person. I mean, if she did, she probably wouldn't want to say it on the radio.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to say it either.
Actually, I was getting messages for a while, but I just like, because you know, like at first you're like, oh, this is, everybody's just being, and then after a few, you're like, okay, that's enough.
Here's the reason why I ask that, because men who flirt at work are not necessarily doing it because they want to, or they are attracted to you. They're doing it because they're just plain bored, according to this research.
Then message a guy.
Yeah.
Why are you messaging, like, women on that?
Guys don't put up with that.
Here's what happens.
That's true. Women will be like, oh, I need to be nice.
Yeah. Men and women between the age of 21 and 68, they were asked about their flirting at work. And they found that women who flirted were just as happy in their jobs as those who kept relationships on the strictly business basis. But for the men, they flirt and they tend to be less satisfied with their job. And so the researchers said it could be just because they're bored. They just want to flirt to entertain themselves while they're at work.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess, how are you supposed to know the difference and what are you supposed to do? I mean, if you're single, that's fine.
Well, sure. I'm talking about single folks, okay?
Well, you asked Tori.
I know, but you know what? Sometimes, never mind. Okay, so I'm just kind of, she has mentioned that somebody before has said something to her, and she's like, oh, I think they're flirting with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't take it as much as flirting as harassing.
He was bored, Tom.
Yeah, okay. He's just bored.
She's shopping right now, and she don't have time.
I'm busy.
Yes. So when it comes to flirting at work, for the women, they say that if they are interested in a man at work, and you can think back when you were single, Tori, and you were working, they'll get the man's attention by this.
You can think back to when you worked, too.
And didn't shop.
It's been 84 years.
So first thing that they'll do, if they want to let them know they're attracted to the man, 58% said they'll flirt subtly. So you'll subtly flirt somehow. 25% not showing any interest at all is how they flirt with the guy at work. Well, that ain't working.
Well, it's weird because you try to be nice, but then you also try to set those boundaries. And when you do, they're like, they start calling you names and, oh, you're rude. You're the, it's like, no, I just I don't want to be flirted with. It's not that rude to be like, eh, no thanks.
As you see, you're already giving them too much credit. That's sour grapes. They're just mad because you didn't boost their ego.
Sour grapes, and I ain't drinking that wine. Thank you, God.
Okay. Women say that if they're interested in a man at work, this is what they do to get their attention. They say 27% said just flat out tell him, hey, you want to go out? Let's go out this weekend. I'd like to hang out with you.
You know what I've always wanted to do? If someone really is not getting the message, I just have always wanted to carry like one of those travel spray bottles of water and just squirt them like a cat. And be like, no.
Oh, you mean if,
they make them, but they have mace in them instead.
You mean if they're not if you're not interested in the person.
And it's just like consistent, okay. And they're not getting it.
Yeah.
Like, down.
Well, this is if they are interested in what we're talking about here. 7% said they just show up at places where he is. Like they'll overhear him saying, hey, I'm going to go to Clyde's Bar and Grill after this, after work today. And she's not even included in the conversation. All of a sudden, there she is, showing up at Clyde's Bar and Grill, and there he is.
What a surprise seeing you here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then 1% said they'll just kiss him.
Oh, my heavens.
There you go. Hey, why are you here at the copy machine?
Speaking of someone who needs to get squirted with a spray bottle.
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
Yeah.
But that was, I think he's saying she did it.
Just kiss somebody? Right?
Yeah.
Feel like that's a little aggressive.
She likes it.
Have you ever kissed anybody at work before you were married, obviously?
Just walked up and kissed them? No.
No? Okay.
Is that something you do?
No.
You're just like, hey, you, turn around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how about if you was interested in the guy? And it's like, you know, you're on the back line cooking the burgers together and like, hey, let's kiss.
They didn't let me back there because I burned some stuff.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. All right, well. Anyway, just to let you know, ladies, if you're getting flirted with at work, it could be just because he's bored, not really interested. According to this research, anyway.
So kiss him.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Some days you learn something brand new and it surprises you. That happened to me this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I knew this, and turns out I was wrong, or at least mistaken. They have some interesting statistics and information about cats. Now, I'm not a cat person. But I have owned cats in the past, and I liked some of them pretty well. I've never had one personally, but my parents had several cats, and we had a couple of them that were pretty cool. Mm-hmm. One of them acted more like a dog than a cat.
Yeah.
But I've never been so far into them as to actually study them. This caught me by surprise. 83% of cat owners don't know how many toes the average cat has. Do you guys know how many toes a cat has?
Why do we care?
I'm thinking.
Are we counting the little one that springs out of the side?
The thumb.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. Yeah, I think of the Cat in the Hat cartoon, and he's got like four, I think. So 4 times 4, 16.
Okay. I assumed it was 4 times 5, 20.
All right.
You know, the four and then the little thumb thing.
But do people know how many toes their dog has? Why is it just cats?
I think it's the same. I always thought 20. I thought pretty much most of the animals that, unless you get into like, I don't know, donkeys and stuff. Turns out, though, cat has 18. It has 10 in front and 8 in the back. So I don't guess they count whatever the dew claw or whatever it is back there.
That's closest without going over. Thank you.
But it's not uncommon for cats to have a few extra digits. The record is 28. Hmm.
I know people that have a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 28's a lot of extra toes.
Some with less.
92% of cat owners think they know a lot about cats, but there are some other statistics you may or may not know. 46% of cat owners don't know that cats are lactose intolerant. Cow's milk is actually not good for them.
Well, why they lick it up, Ann, if you set it out in front of them?
Why do any of us eat stuff that ain't good for us? Because it tastes good.
That's true, because my husband's lactose, but it doesn't slow him down.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, they say only about half of cat owners know that cats will drink more water if it's running water. So those fountains are actually better than a dish.
Oh.
I know that's true of our ferrets, too. They love to drink it as you're pouring it out into the dish. They try to drink out of the bottle you're pouring from.
Hmm.
So
maybe you just have a fountain in your house.
We do, actually.
Oh, do you?
In the ferret cage, we do. Oh. It's a small one, though. Oh. Also, only 44% know that cats sometimes purr not just when they're happy, but also sometimes when they're stressed out. So they might think their cat's happy and purring, but it's actually stressed out at the time.
I'm going to start doing that.
Purring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be nice.
When I'm stressed.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny, though. Sometimes those cats will purr really loud. Like, imagine if we did that.
Is he happy or not?
Kato, don't forget to twitch your tail real fast, too. Yeah. They do that.
And scat out of the room for no reason at all. And scare us all, okay? Why did that cat leave?
They scare you sometimes.
There's
I had one time that it was a devil cat, but it would be hiding.
Yeah.
And you'd walk down the hall. Next thing you know, the claws and teeth are in your ankles.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be wild if people behave like that?
Yeah.
We walk into a room and we just take off and run out of it.
Knocking stuff off the shelf on the way.
That'd be kind of funny if someone did that as a prank. Well, not as funny as
Lock
I thought.
The door.
Shut the door.
Lock the door. I'm going to try that at the next company meeting.
Yeah.
Just go in there and knock something off and take off running.
Arch your back and hiss and sprint out the room.
And I might go to the corner and do my business.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I hope
you like
box.
You need to scoop everything back over it.
There's a litter box out there, Kato.
Is there?
I just found it.
Oh.
Or did you just create it?
Well, that's some interesting things about cats I certainly didn't know. And now you can maybe take that information to work and, you know, act like you're really smart.
And bore your friends.
Thank you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They ask married folks, hardest thing to share once you get married.
Okay.
Now, Tori was trying to take a stab at it a while ago and said food.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know you're not very good at sharing French fries.
Stabbing's what your hand's going to get if you try to take my food.
Okay, I'm going to start with the number one thing they mentioned here, and that is the bathroom. It's hard to share your bathroom with somebody.
Yeah, they're starting to make bathrooms better, where they have that split divider, and they got one side for her and one side for him.
Yeah. Makes it
but
much
like
easier.
The old school ones where you were sharing the same sink, or maybe you had your own sinks, but it was on that little small counter.
We grew up in a house with five people in one bathroom.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So not everybody's got money. But
yeah.
But yeah, that's the hard. Like when one's showering, one's sitting on the toilet.
And one's waiting outside.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're lined up to take a shower. That ain't fun. And if you got like a hot water heater. It's like if you are the last one off, you got a cold shower now.
Well, it's worse if you don't have a hot water heater. Then they're all cold.
Well, at least they're all even then.
You've got the electronic one now. That's the other option. I mean, you wouldn't.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, okay. Go on. Everybody's got a hot water heater.
Well, you just said if you didn't have a hot water heater.
I'm not. But
you have a big one.
No. They've got the ones that are electric now. That people put in their house.
Yes, I still have a hot water heater, and if I were to take a really long shower, it would turn cold.
I've got a fancy one where we don't run out of hot water now. That's what I'm trying
fancy.
To say. Anyway, next on the list is bed. Your bed. They hate to share their bed once they get married.
Especially if there's snoring involved.
Well,
that's where I think a lot of them get upset. And also cover hogs.
That and sleeping sideways. My husband has gotten to the point recently where he will twist in his sleep and his legs end up on my side.
I don't understand why women complain about this. Just push him back.
We have a king size bed. Sir, stay on your side.
Push him back.
Push him back.
If push
him back. Push him back. Way back.
If his feet are on your side, use your feet and push them back onto his side.
I just put my really cold feet on him and he does the rest for himself.
Oh, I've seen videos where the woman will... Like husband snoring or whatever, she'll smack him in the head and act like she's sleeping. And he wakes up and looks around.
That's mean.
That's funny.
Hardest thing to share once you get married, according to these married folks, they say a bank account or checking accounts.
I can see that. Yeah. That can be challenging.
You know,
and some people are like, oh, you have to because you're married and all this. And some people are like, you know, it's better if we don't have each other looking over shoulders going, what'd you buy that for? What'd you buy that for?
Seriously, I get enough trouble when the Amazon man shows up, so I don't need him in my bank account too.
She's gonna buy another house just to have her packages delivered.
That's a good idea.
I got a cheaper idea. Just get a post office box there or something.
All right, closet space, something that they hate sharing. Or it's the hardest thing for them to share.
Yeah, I feel like women steal all of ours.
Yeah.
My wife's already coming over to my side of the closet.
I mean, and sometimes there's no sides to the closet. You got one closet, one side to it,
mm-hmm.
to hang stuff. And all of a sudden, hers bleeds over to like 75% of the closet.
And then his gets put in the guest bedroom closet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which actually is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I put my shoes over there, so I'm considerate.
Well, my wife actually has a thing she does every spring and every fall where she does the changing of the closet. And she takes all her stuff out of our closet, takes it up to one of the guest rooms, and then she brings a whole different wardrobe down for the different season.
I have a friend, she says she's doing that too, and she goes, if I don't get it all done in a day, I'm like, all my clothes are in one closet.
Yes.
Summer, winter, fall, spring.
Little guys, though.
Yeah, I'm like crazy.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point, my whole side of the closet's taken up, and I may have stolen one of his dresser drawers. But just the way it's on the bottom. He didn't even notice it.
All right. They say refrigerator. Your refrigerator, are you refrigerator compatible?
Wow.
Do you set things, because you got specific ways you set up your refrigerator. You get married, then you have to combine both those ways.
I feel like college and roommates throughout before you get married, most people have learned how to share a fridge.
Oh, but if you are a clean refrigerator person and they are a nasty refrigerator person, that's going to drive you crazy.
That's kind of how it is at my house. My wife just cleans it. She gets tired of it. She cleans it.
All right. The hardest thing to share once you get married is, say, cup holders in the car. Just pick one.
There's two.
Yeah, I know. But some people like that one that's way up, and some people like the one that's closer to the console.
Well, or she's got her Stanley, her coffee mug, and her Starbucks cup from last week that she forgot to throw away.
I think the drivers choose us first.
Okay.
Get a minivan. Thing. When they sold us the minivan, they're like, it has 18 cup holders. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, you get your coffee if it's in the back seat.
It's still there. It's in a cup holder.
18. It's almost like those McDonald's machines where they... You know, that goes around and rotates.
We hadn't even found all of them.
This is a lot. And then finally, hardest thing to share once you get married. This should have been number one. In-laws or relatives. You got to share them. You got to be there. You got to go to the Christmas functions. You got to go to the reunions. And so you are a part of their family now. And you got to share that time with the relatives.
But don't you think that, like, rotating? Like, all right, we're going to do your family this Thanksgiving and my family for Christmas. Next year, we'll do my family for Thanksgiving and your family.
You got
Christmas.
It all solved.
That's what we do, but we go by decades. So this decade is my family.
There you go. That works out.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we've asked Cato to get a haircut several times now. He's kind of let things go. And we came up with this idea last week while we were talking about things. And we decided to have him go to a dog groomer to get his hair cut. And we've got someone who's agreed to do that this morning. They don't want us to announce the name of their business for, I guess, obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But they are willing to go on with us and have them cut and trim Cato's hair doggy style.
All right, Cato, let us talk to one of the girls doing this.
All right, hang on.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Elise, how you doing? It's Hawk and Tom.
Hey.
You know, we are excited about this Torture Tuesday, and I understand, you know, he gets up on the table on all fours, and basically you do the haircut and all. Are you also a facility that expresses the dog?
We do.
Can you do that with Cato?
We can try it on Cato.
When you do that on a dog, do you just use your fingers, or how does that work?
Yeah, you just use your fingers. You can use gloves if you want to. It's really not that bad.
Do you just squeeze the backside of the dog?
Y'all are being gross.
Oh, yeah, y'all are pretty detailed there. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, we're not going to do that with K-Dow.
Y'all can come and try it. I don't want to try it.
Well, actually, I think it would be kind of interesting just to see how good a haircut he can get at a dog groomer.
Oh, yeah.
Because he needs a haircut.
Little cul-de-sac. Shave the top of his head, leave the sides.
All right, well, let's go ahead and put Kato on, and we'll get started with this.
All right.
This has got to be embarrassing.
Kato, you're in so much trouble.
What does that mean?
She's just going to put on gloves and express you.
You know, I feel like I could use it.
All right.
Well, let's get you to climb up on the table and have her see if she can put the leash on you. They must have big leashes for big dogs.
They must. This table is shorter. Oh, you can raise it. You can raise it.
Get on it low. I mean, it might be easiest if you're on it low.
All right. We want you on all fours with the collar on, the safety collar.
All four with the safety collar. All right. Is this table going to hold me? Because I'm a big dog.
Yeah, most dogs don't weigh over 200 pounds.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Now, so I've got the noose, she called it.
The noose.
All right.
Now, I'm having to hold my cell phone. Should I switch over to my earpiece so I can be on all fours?
Will it make it easier?
I'm about to fall over.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I thought the table almost fell.
Okay. Well, Kato's at the dog groomer. He's getting a haircut this morning.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yeah, we don't want you to fall over.
Okay, I put my earpiece in. That way I can actually be on all fours. It hurts my knees.
Ready?
Hey, Kato, do me a favor. Raise your back leg like a boy dog real quick.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's all right, gross.
You guys are ready. She's got this thing running like she's all not right. stopping.
All right, Kato, tell her you want a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's already cut in on it. They said a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, we're going to try.
All right, cul-de-sac. I'm not sure what that means, but...
All right, is she starting to cut your hair?
She is in the process.
Oh, my.
And I'm just seeing tons and tons of hair falling down.
This will be interesting to find out whether you can get a good haircut at a dog groomer.
I got like an audience out here.
Hey, Kato, tell him to do your chest hair, too. Take off your shirt.
Why?
Yeah, do your chest hair. You got to do, I mean, if you're going to get a, if you're at a pet groomer, you got to get all the hair done.
All right.
She looks pretty even. We can do more if you want.
That's not funny. Not at all.
Hey, have they said anything about you taking your shirt off?
I'm about to.
Yeah, do it, do it.
Let me take my shirt off.
Oh, Lord, you want to stop, Lord.
Yeah, you guys there?
Hey, tell him to trim around the nipples, Kato.
Hold on. I need you to trim around my nipples a little bit. Chest area, right?
You want the whole chest
area? It's right there, yes. Chest.
We can try to do it. We'll try to do a heart.
All right. She's going to do a heart?
Try.
That's in case he's nursing.
In case I'm nursing.
He's got a litter.
In case I'm nursing.
Trimming around the nipples. I've just got my eyes closed. I don't even care anymore. She's shaving my chest right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, hold on. Let me switch this phone.
Are you there?
Well, I had to switch to the phone. I couldn't hear you guys
real
good. Okay. We can definitely hear the clippers going.
She's getting around my nipples. And she's still forming a heart. God, look, I got great chest hair.
You had great chest hair.
Yeah, you're right. That was all just hanging out right there. I touched it and it fell to the ground. She has shaved my chest into a heart. I guess I'm going to have to shave this before the lake.
No, you should
not like that. Hey, Kato, ask her if you can take a break because you want to take your pants off and see what she says.
I got some more trimming. Hang on, let me get my belt undone.
Oh.
She walked out of the room. I got a crowd of people watching me. I'm embarrassed.
Kato, I want to see it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And if you just joined us, you missed Cato getting groomed today from a dog groomer.
Your hair looks good, Cato.
Yeah, raise your shirt up. Let's see it.
No, that's all. I'll call it HR.
Do it. Let's see it. Let's see it. Oh, man.
That's been needing to trim for a while.
Apparently, you can take the kids to get groomed at a dog groomer.
No.
I think you need to shave the rest of that off now.
No, yeah. I'm going to leave it for the summer. Wow.
Did you tip the groomer?
Oh.
Yeah, you should. You should.
I don't know if you should or not.
Actually, I want to talk about you tipping today.
Ooh.
These are people that we feel most obligated to tip. Tip. That sounds like I've been drinking a little bit. And bartender is on the list.
But yeah, if you want a drink.
Number three on the list is a bartender. 62% of the people said they do tip their bartender.
You know, they work hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you can get crazy customers. So we always try to tip really well, and they take care of you. You sit down, they bring your drink, don't even ask you what you want.
Okay.
I don't know what the deal was, but sometimes I would get, like you describe, a normal bartender who seemed to respond well to tips and behaving right. And then sometimes you get that jerk who just apparently...
Don't like you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, I'm not going to go to this guy right now. And so then I would hold a $5 bill up, and then when they gave me my drink, I wouldn't tip them. What's wrong with $5 for a tip?
Okay.
So when it comes to tipping,
wow. I'm kidding.
People we feel obligated to tip, number one answer, obviously, waiters, waitresses, servers. 87% of us feel like we have to tip them. So there's a few people out there that's like, they don't feel like they have to tip them.
I've seen a trend where people are wanting them to get paid what they should get paid and us quit tipping them.
I'm confused sometimes because there's some restaurants where you get your food and you leave it on the table, like a Fuddruckers or somewhere like that. Do you leave a tip there because they're cleaning up after you?
A smaller one for sure.
Or like, you know, some of those barbecue places where they give you the tray.
They're not doing the same job as a normal server.
I've been to a place that you go to the counter, you buy your food, and they ask for a tip. So you leave one. Then you have to go back to the counter when your food is ready and then go throw it away before you leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I still left the tip and I'm thinking, why did I leave a tip? I should have kept that for me.
It's confusing.
I didn't wipe the table off. That's the only thing I didn't do.
Well, I told you about the time I went and got my own drink at an event venue down here from a little kiosk, got the drink, took it to her. She scanned it and I paid and they asked for a tip. And I tipped and I walked away and I was like, I did all the work. What in the world did I just tip for?
I tipped myself here. It's kind of like you need to tip yourself when you do the self-checkout at the grocery store.
Oh.
Hey, I want to donate to my charity.
Yeah.
That's what, whenever I get cash back, I'm like, I've tipped myself. Yay me.
Aw.
So number two on the list, hairstylist and / dog grooming. When you get your dog groomed, you tip the person that groomed your dog.
Yeah, the weird thing about that is a lot of times they're their own business, so the prices are what they're charging for it. So you're like, well, if that's what she thinks it is, why do I add more to it?
Yeah, but a lot of that goes towards staff and property tax and business rental, all kinds of stuff.
But shouldn't that all be in the price if you own your business?
No, because it's a lot of times, well, okay, you're saying if they own it.
Well, a lot of times, I mean, they are as their own business owner. They may rent the space, but they're making the price themselves. So why aren't they just making the price what it should be?
But that's rare, though. I mean, because the ones I go to, it's like it's an employee that grooms the dog.
Well, I'm talking about haircuts.
The dog.
Oh, you're talking about hair dog. Oh, okay. I was talking about dogs.
No, hair dogs.
Yeah, anybody that has control over your hair, it's good to make them happy.
I agree. It's just weird to me if they're the person making the price, why not just make it the price that you want it?
People we feel obligated to tip, obviously, Uber drivers, taxi drivers, limo drivers, anybody that's driving you somewhere, except your mama to school, you don't have to tip her.
I will say for like food delivery and stuff, it's confusing because you don't know who's getting what.
Because
you're paying a delivery fee usually, and then there's some other fee on there sometimes.
Right.
And then you're like, and I'm supposed to tip. I'm like, who's getting all these fees? Because I don't know how much the driver's getting versus are they getting paid a salary?
Yeah.
How much?
A lot of times there's a automatic delivery fee that does not go to the driver.
And it's expensive.
So where does that go? You're right. Where does that go?
Yeah, I know, right?
So I don't order food delivery.
Well, it's just like all the Ticketmaster fees. It's crazy. All these fees that you have to pay for everything now.
Yeah, but Ticketmaster, at least you're not tipping them.
I give it time.
It's like you go, all these tickets are only $69, and you get to check out. It's like, What? They're 149? How'd that happen?
That's called Ticketmaster.
And then the people we feel obligated to tip are valets, anybody that's parking your car at a hotel or somewhere, a restaurant.
Drag racing up and down the
Do not. And you know what? I always tip those guys first. Because I want to tip the guy parking my car, not the one getting my car. Do you tip both of them?
That's why it gets confusing. Oh. I usually tip the last guy.
I always heard you tip the first one.
Oh, no.
I've
been doing it wrong.
Anybody handling your bags, you want to tip them.
What's your wife got to do with it?
Oh, Kato. Family show.
Yeah. you should have said mother-in-law.
Oh,
old
sorry.
Old bag.
Old bag. Y'all know what I mean.
Yeah, that's one. I just got back from a trip not long ago, and I usually felt okay doing that because those people were working hard. Mm. And so I give them about $1 a bag.
Wow. Oh, cheapo.
Are you serious? Are you talking about in Cancun?
Well, I mean, like, so we had probably 6 or 8 bags. I thought $8 was a pretty good tip.
That's good.
I tipped 5 for my one bag to be brought up on a resort.
Well, it would have been $40 for you to tip, Kato.
Mm-hmm.
So people who give manicures, pedicures, and waxings, 41% of people say you should tip them.
Do you tip per digit or do you tip overall? Like, should you tip for each toe and finger?
Yeah, you could.
I usually do 20% on the overall.
Kato probably does like 20% per toe.
Yeah.
Does the pinky toe cost less?
Yes.
And we won't even talk about his bikini wax, okay? Per hair.
Again, anybody that's got any control over your body and changing the way you look, you tip good.
People, we feel obligated to tip. Anybody that delivers furniture, appliances to your house.
Oops.
Do you do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I
think
you should.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And then we're going old school here. They say restaurant attendants. I don't see as many of those anymore in the, you know, when you're going somewhere.
There was a girl, I was somewhere downtown recently, and there was an attendant in the bathroom. And I was like, can you leave? Like, I can't.
You can't go? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was not a thing anymore. I don't need someone being like, good job, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
Some people need encouraging.
Shy guys go to those guys because they had like cologne in there if you needed it, like at a nightclub.
Chewing gum.
Yeah. But here's the thing is, you know, they stand there and you wash your hands and they hand you paper towel. I'm not tipping them for handing me paper towel.
I'd throw them $1.
I don't want the cologne or I don't want the gum and I'm with you. I don't want to go in anybody's
bathroom. What if you had that in every bathroom? No, you had
and most nightclubs, you're probably not going number two. You probably just in there to freshen up and maybe pee.
I'm pee shy.
Exactly. Even number one, I'm like, can you not be in here, please?
Yeah. Okay. And then finally,
I'll be like, here's $2 to stay.
grocery store bag boy or girl who takes your bags out to the car.
Some places like Publix won't let you tip them.
Right.
And the Walmart grocery pickup, you're not supposed to tip either.
Right.
So
and you shouldn't because they don't get it right very often.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Honestly, it's crazy how wrong they get those orders.
I'm like Tori. You know how much tip I make carrying my own bags out? I self-check and I carry my own bags out.
Mm-hmm.
I tip everybody.
He's a generous tipper, so he tips himself well.
Yeah. Pretty soon they're going to want you to stock the shelves too there. Looks like we're out of green beans from the Giant.
It's like Sam's, you know.
And we'll do it, too.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, well, you got some of these in the back? I'll go get them.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.